Hello everyone, my name is Metropolis Days, and in today's video, we will be talking about why Sora needs to make it into Smash Ultimate as the next DLC character. Now before we go any further, I just need to make it clear that I am just talking about Sora. I'm not talking about Goofy and Donald and the rest of the Disney characters or Final Fantasy characters that are in the Kingdom Hearts universe. I'm just talking about Sora and just what he can do by himself. But of course, as always, before we get into it, did you guys know that 91% of you are not subscribed? Now if you do like this video, if you could give it a like, that'd be greatly appreciated. And if you do like this content and would like to see more like this, you can give me a subscribe and hit the notification bell to see when I upload next. So yes, this video is just talking about Sora and what he could bring to the table as a Smash Ultimate character. Not everyone else, not all the Disney characters, not the trinity of Goofy, Donald, and Sora, or Riku, Kairi, Mickey, anyone else like that. It's just going to be about Sora and him making it in as his own character. This video isn't going to be an in-depth hypothesis of how his moveset would turn out to be and what his final smash and what all of his abilities and everything like that would be. That is a video that I am working on currently that should be coming out somewhat soon. I'm not completely sure on the time frame, but I'll keep you guys updated on that. So in this video, I will be going over the stage that he could bring with him into the game and the costumes that he could have, because I feel like doing this as two separate videos instead of just one moveset video and having two of those tacked on at the end would make it really, really long. And I feel like just splitting this up makes it a lot easier if you just want to see what his costumes could be and the stage and don't care about the moveset. So I'm gonna go through the stages that I had picked out first, and I'm gonna narrow it down from 3 to 1. These aren't in any particular order, it's just the ones that came first to mind that would be a good fit for the game. And those three stages are Destiny Island, Twilight Town, and Castle Oblivion. Of course, I'm picking Kingdom Hearts worlds because we can't have any Disney worlds or anything like that, as it's just Sora. And I think those three worlds would be a really good fit, but unfortunately I'm gonna have to narrow it down to just one because they only put in one stage when they add a new character. So of all the stages that I'm going to pick, I'm going to pick Traverse Town. Now, of course, I would love to see like Destiny Islands. That would be really cool. Have it like Delfino Plaza, where you would actually be able to swim in the water, and the island in the center of Destiny Islands would be where the stage is in the forefront, and the background would be, you know, all the characters running around. Kairi and Riku could be sitting on that tree right behind you, right in the foreground. Like, that would be super cool. Like, I would definitely enjoy seeing that. And with the Castle Oblivion stage, having it set in the outside on the multiple platforms where Riku and Sora fought and then Sora lost the Keyblade in Kingdom Hearts 1, it would be super cool having the castle in the background and then being able to fight in that giant chasm, and then maybe having Riku also being in the background there holding the Keyblade or something. That would be really cool. But the reason why I chose Twilight Town, one of those places you visit really often so you get kind of familiar with it, I would probably have to base it off Kingdom Hearts 3. Well, Kingdom Hearts 2's version of it I prefer more just because it's more nostalgic. Kingdom Hearts 3 version was a little bit more modern with having the Ratatouille restaurant in the background. You could have it in the middle where the shop is in the front, and that's mainly because since Kingdom Hearts 3 was recently released, they would have to go with the last game released for basing the stage off of it. Although I would definitely prefer to see Kingdom Hearts 2 get some representation in that. Maybe have Roxas running around in the background as like a little Easter egg or something. I would definitely enjoy that, even though, you know, it wouldn't happen. But, you know, this is a hypothetical. And let me know down in the comments what stage you would like to see. It doesn't have to be from this list. It can be from any of the games, any of the series, anything. But I would definitely like to hear your thoughts on which stage you'd like to see if Sora did make it into Smash. And now with the stages all out of the way, now I'm going to focus on the different costumes you can wear. And these are a little bit straightforward. I mean, the alternate colors and the different kind of costumes that you could wear, we've all seen it with the other DLC characters and other characters in the game, but I'm still going to go through them just as what I would like to see, and some that I know wouldn't happen but would still be really cool to see in game. Now for the alternate colors, I was thinking of going with a Riku coloration where it's yellow and blue like Riku's outfit, another one that's pink and white like Kairi's outfit, and another one that's all black and white like Roxas's outfit. And I was also thinking of having a outfit for every dry form color that was in Kingdom Hearts 2, so it would be yellow, red, blue. I also have a white and black coloration like the light form in Kingdom Hearts 2. And for the alternate costumes you can wear, because some characters have different costumes, like Joker, he has his school outfit. Sora's default appearance would be the one from Kingdom Hearts 3, since that's the most recent game. Also want to see his outfit from Kingdom Hearts 1 and Kingdom Hearts 2 as alternate costumes you can wear. I think that'd be really cool. Along with all the different colorations of all the characters. Of course, all of them are the Kingdom Hearts only characters, none of them are Disney characters, because Disney doesn't like to play nice with their own IPs. And for the music, I was probably just going to say Dearly Beloved, mainly because all the instrumental stuff is for Kingdom Hearts, but none of the world themes from like Nightmare Before Christmas, none of the Disney world themes, even though they are really cool, there's no way you'd be able to get them in the game. So just having a few Kingdom Hearts tracks, like Roxas's theme, Riku's theme, Dearly Beloved, the Organization 13 theme, those would be really cool to see in the game along with the stage, with having a theme connected to the stage as well would be really cool. But that's pretty much all I got for this video. Now, if you guys did enjoy it, you can give me a like, and if you do want to see more content like this, you can hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell to see when I upload next, and let me know your thoughts down in the comments below for any stages that you'd like to see in Smash Ultimate from Kingdom Hearts, or any of the other music that was in there, or alternate costumes or alternate colorations that you want to see in Smash Brothers Ultimate if Sora does make it into the game. Alrighty, I'll see you guys in the next one. Have a good one. Thank you.